Romney wins New Hampshire as expected, teaching us all that first is great, but second place is sometimes more exciting, and third place seems good enough. Sorting through the winners and losers on this Wednesday, January 11th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Republican strategist Ron Christie and pollster John Zogby join us in just a few minutes. They'll sift through the New Hampshire returns for us and look ahead to South Carolina. Many of you still calling to tell us who you are supporting this election season.
I'm James from Oklahoma, and frankly, I vote for President Obama. The Republicans are arguing about second place. They can't even make up their mind.
Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's check in on our top headlines now.
There you hear it. 4 years after being humbled by John McCain, Mitt Romney sailed to victory in the nation's first presidential primary last night. The former Massachusetts governor appeared on stage less than 30 minutes after the polls closed in New Hampshire to a very excited crowd. He used his victory speech to look ahead and take aim at President Obama.
Tonight, we're asking the good people of South Carolina to join the citizens of New Hampshire and make 2012 the year he runs out of time.
He referring to Obama there in South Carolina, of course, being the next primary up. Young and independent voters propelled Ron Paul into a strong second place showing in New Hampshire. The Texas congressman received nearly 23% of the vote. And John Huntsman says voters gave him life to fight on another day.
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
A ticket to ride, at least as far as South Carolina. Huntsman pinned his hopes on New Hampshire, campaigning there for months and even skipping last week's Iowa caucuses.
Hey, that's a long ride. Other candidates vowing to fight on after last night's results. Newt Gingrich narrowly finished in fourth with about 200 votes more than Rick Santorum. And he tells his supporters it's now on to South Carolina.
I will do everything I can to win the opportunity to represent you this fall in debating and then defeating Barack Obama.
Rick Perry received less than 1% of the vote. He released a statement saying the results show the race for a conservative alternative to Romney remains wide open.
President Obama heads to Chicago today to get some hometown support during three campaign fundraisers. His reelection effort has raked in more than $150 million since September. However, Democrats say they'll need to compete with outside groups who can now give unlimited amounts of money in the general election. Tickets for the president's event range from $44 to nearly $37,000 per couple.
Teenage workers seem to be suffering the most during the economic downturn. The jobless rate for Americans aged 16 to 19 averaged 25% last year. It's according to numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as compared to 9% of the general population. Experts say many of those jobs once sought by teens are now being taken by older people who need the paychecks.
Hostess Brands filing for bankruptcy, citing more than $1 billion in debt. The maker of Twinkies and Wonder Bread employs some 20,000 workers at regional bakeries across the country. Comes just 3 years after the company emerged from bankruptcy protection under a restructuring plan, and just a year after Twinkies starred in the movie Zombieland. And that extra squeeze of your morning orange juice could soon be squeezing your wallet. Price of orange juice up 25% since just the beginning of the year to $2.12 a pound. Traders say buyers have concerns over the safety of oranges from Brazil, and cold weather in Florida has also played into the increase.
And now let's look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are now down. The Dow will start at 12,462, the S&P at 1,292, the NASDAQ at 2,367. Well, Mitt Romney won the New Hampshire primary by a pretty comfortable margin last night, but very few of you are showing him the love that he probably has somewhere. Many of you sound pretty ambivalent.
I'm calling from Michigan. Just so tired of hearing voters talk about how they're going to vote for someone because of their electability rather than the person that's going to restore this country, the person that's going to make real change. I'd rather they stayed home and didn't vote than to vote for someone who's going to just beat Barack Obama.
All right, so here's the challenge. There, yes, has to be people out there who are passionate about Mitt Romney, and that is what we are in search of this morning. We want to find the person who really, really loves Mitt Romney and is ready to tell us why. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post at thetakeaway.org.